All right, who are you?
My name is Rich Fowler with Gunner Waterford Sneeda's Fat Chance.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's the whole group, and they're all in Durango?
Yep, we're all in Durango. We're all based in the same shop.
Oh, you know that. Okay, this is nice. I'm surprised. I didn't know there was a group and that Fat Chance had been absorbed by them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in the last year, last few months, really, we've taken over operations of Fat Chance.
Okay, and Gunner looks quite different from Gunner of old. And it looks like you've got a number of stuff, but is Sanitas the main brand or something?
Yeah, so Sanitas, it was started by David Segrist in Durango. He is primarily doing, we do all Thai construction under that brand. And over the years, he was actually able to acquire Waterford Gunner from Richard Schwinn. That was about a year and a half ago. That's when he brought me in into the fold and kind of, you know, started doing some frame building.
Were you with Waterford Gunner and you transferred?
No, Dave and I were actually friends in college.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're still in our college town, and that's how we know each other. And
oh, did you go? You went to Fort Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. I lived in Durango for a year. It's a beautiful town.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah, we love it. It's got a little bit of everything, fantastic riding.
Yeah,
everything you need.
It's cool. I'm actually, I live in Marin right now, but I'm hoping to retire to Salida, Colorado, which is across the range from there.
Uh-huh.
And I hope it's cool, but I'm kind of was on the fence about moving to Durango and just kind of ended up with Salida as a choice.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Really cool. It's a beautiful area. The San Luis Valley is gorgeous and has some awesome riding there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping, but I'm getting old, so
yeah.
It's a shame.
That's okay.
Don't get old.
I try not to.
Okay. So you're in Durango and you're frame building with these guys. What do you do in the shop?
So mostly my day-to-day is I'm cutting tubes. I measure out tubing and stick it in the mill and chopping them, coping them, put them in the fixture, and that's what I started with. And now I'm doing a combination of that, and I'm the sales manager for Gunner specifically.
Uh-huh.
And then I do most of our brazing as well.
Okay.
So all of our lugged frames, except for the stainless, and all of our, like, you know, water bottle bosses and rack mount stuff like that.
And then who's doing the welding?
John Segrist.
Okay.
He started Dean Cycles and a handful of other companies. He's also somewhat infamous in the bike industry. And so his son, Dave, is who started Sanitas and kind of got this whole ball rolling.
Okay. And who's doing the engineering and design work? I think we talked about Josh Ogle doing some of the 3D print stuff or what?
So for this specific rear end, Josh Ogle did the design work in the 3D printing via Silka for that specific rear end. But as far as like the rest of like the geometry goes, John Segrist is also doing that as well.
Okay. As well as the kinematic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like it's growing fairly rapidly past couple years. Obviously, the addition of Fat Chance. I actually worked at Fat City Cycles back in Somerville.
Okay, very cool.
So that's a connection to me. I didn't know that Chris had sold off the branding for that. But the thing is, it's like it's part of my past, which is kind of neat. But it's growing kind of rapidly, it seems. How many people are at the company, and what do you see is going to happen to it in the next couple of years?
So we're actually really, really small. We have a really small shop. We've got like four full-time guys, myself included. It's myself, David Segrist, John Segrist, and Brad Swain. And we have a couple other people here and there that kind of help out. You know, they're part-timers. But we're keeping it really small. For as big of a booth this as we have right here, it was a really big push.
And the number of brands, holy cow.
And the number of brands, yeah. So
why so many brands?
It was just an opportunity for each of them. So Waterford Gunner came at the same time because they're, you know, associated with each other. They're sister companies. And we already knew via John, we knew Richard Schwinn. He had ceased operations and kind of slowed down everything between 2020 and 2024. And so it was just, he approached us to do some, you know, OEM builds for him. And the conversation kind of pivoted naturally to, well, maybe we'll just take over operations. And then it became, okay, we're buying the brands. And so we made it happen, and we've been, you know, we kind of slow rolled them at first, you know, making sure we, you know, launched them properly. And for the most part, we're trying to keep everything really, you know, true to like their heritage and their geometry. We're not messing with things too much. We're keep trying to keep things true to how they were. We're not trying to just make everything like the same freaking bike.
Keep an identity.
Keeping the identity alive. So Gunner's very much kind of value oriented. It's stock geo, stock paint jobs. We can do custom per request, but we're trying to offer one-off hand-built American-made frames at an attainable price that, like, if you walk into, you know, a store and you buy, you know, one of these big name bikes at a normal bike shop, yeah, you might fork over for a top tier bike a solid, you know, $7,000-$9,000. And a lot of people don't realize you can buy a custom hand-built steel bike for the same price.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do with Gunner.
Are you doing custom geometries with these bikes, or are they pretty much, there's a spec for the models and stuff?
Gunner's the only one with stock geo.
Okay.
Fat Chance will also probably go back to stock geo as well. For now, we're doing custom just until we settle on what we want for the geo. Again, trying to keep it true to how their design ethos in years past. But kind of bringing things a little more modern, kind of, you know, got to keep up with everybody else, or else, you know.
Yeah, yeah, building antiques isn't going to be successful.
Exactly. Waterford and Sanitas, full custom every time.
Uh-huh.
We don't do any stock sizing for them.
Okay.
So it's all custom paint.
What do you like the most about working around this kind of stuff?
You know, I worked at a bike shop, you know, a long time ago, you know, pre-college and into college a little bit. And I kind of got out of the bike industry, and I like coming back into it because I was a general fabricator kind of in between those years. So I still get to use some of those skills, but it's a lot more to something personal to me because I ride a lot. You know, it's something I do in my free time, and I get to work with one of my best friends every day too. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
and to be in Durango, it's a great town.
Oh, and Durango's fantastic. I couldn't ask for a better place to, you know, to work on in a company like this and doing projects like these. It's a fantastic community. We have a really strong representation there. The shirt I'm actually wearing, Durango Derby.
Yep.
Typically, it's a stage race in Durango. We sponsor one of the stages for it. It's great.
Cool. Okay, maybe I'll stop by next time I'm floating through Durango.
Yeah, which, absolutely. That'd be great.
I mean, I guess World Champs is going to be in a couple years? Or
2030, if I remember correctly. Durango is going crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'll be
the
there.
Trail building.
That's cool.
The Durango Mesa Park project that they've got going on around Telegraph and stuff, they're going nuts with it. They're cranking out, like, 50, 60 miles a season
of
fresh trail.
Well, they got that big addition to it recently, mm-hmm. too.
Exactly. So between there and they're updating a lot of the other trails just in, like, the existing areas.
How about in Forest Service or what? Who's the big, it's the San Juan...
San Juan National Forest.
Right, so is the National Forest doing anything regarding developing trails, too?
Not for that event, not for the World Series.
But just in general, have they been a good partner in terms of the community?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's tons of, especially when you go up in the high country, like north kind of between and just after Silverton, there's so many rides up there that you can do, and they're all, you know, put on by the National Forest Service. They are maintained. Durango Trails 2000 is a fantastic organization that does a lot of the work. They work with the Forest Service. They have an awesome strike team for anytime there's, like, down trees or, you know, big blowouts from floods. They'll get out there within a couple days. They knock it out. They're fantastic.
Great. Well, you made me super jealous about living in Durango. I need to retire at the very least.
There you go.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right.